Here's a juicy one. Embodied spiritual awakening. Five signs your energy is expanding and it's only getting juicier. Let's get into it. So something within you has been shifting. You can feel it. You can feel it in your choices. You can feel it in your bones. You can feel it in the way you respond now to triggers and challenges in your day. It's like there's a quiet, soft, but steady revolution happening inside, and it kind of feels good. Even though it's not super obvious where this is going to lead you or how it's going to unfold to the outside world, but deep down, you know your energy is shifting. Something's up. Your heart is opening. Your capacity is expanding on all levels, mental, somatic, energetic. And it's not just spiritual awakening. It's embodied expansion. In my own journey and in the radiant and messy and powerful transformations I witness through the work I do with women, there are certain recurring signs that I notice bubble up when someone is getting through a massive, holistic, whole level, whole system expansion. So here are the five most common and deliciously telling ones that I've seen over and over. Number one, you feel more open in your front body and your heart. So your chest, your shoulders, and throat feel softer, more spacious, like they're melting open to something new. Even if the future is uncertain, you feel like a sense of rooted trust. So old tension is dissolving, resistance thawing. You find yourself welcoming new ideas and perspectives with curiosity, with an open mind and heart instead of fear. You're not guarding your energy the way you used to because you don't need to. Your system trusts what's unfolding. You trust yourself deeply. And there's an undeniable tenderness blooming inside. So if this feels true, here's a practice cue for you to really dial up your expansion and support yourself as you keep on expanding. Feel into it. Really place your hand over your heart, your chest space, and breathe in slowly, exhale softly, and let that openness speak to you. Let this new sensation that's blooming inside of you speak to you. What does she want you to know? Journal about it. And if you want, I have a guided somatic meditation where I guide you through an open to receiving process. I will link it in the notes. Moving on to cue number two. So you get sudden bursts of creative fizzy energy throughout the day. So these are like warm little sparks that light up in your body, can look like ideas download, inspiration miraculously landing out of nowhere, and you're not even trying. Your capacity is expanding, you're channeling more wisdom, more sensual, creative aliveness. You're open to more of you, so more of your magic can unfold. And even when you're resting or pausing, something really potent is percolating and animating inside. So a practice cue to support yourself through this expansion. Next time you feel a burst of inspiration, give it space. Let it move through your body. Speak it out loud. Jot it down on a page. Draw it. Record it on a voice note. Share it with someone. Allow yourself to fully experience it and receive its wisdom. Like, give it space to fully unfold so you can totally listen and receive it. Receive that wisdom, those ideas, that creative spark. Number three, you're riding your emotional waves with more grace and compassion for yourself. You're not numbing, you're not avoiding or trying to fix it. You're feeling it. You're letting your feelings move because that's how you alchemize them, how you transmute them. So they turn into gold. Each emotional wave feels like a deep dive. You're not drowning. And it fuels you with richer understanding, more trust, and you emerge with more clarity and compassion than ever before. Your practice cue for this is to notice what sensations arise in your body when you move through emotions from this depth and quality of presence. And I'm going to give you a journal prompt. What becomes possible when I soften? This is your prompt. What becomes possible when I soften? And write about it and see what comes up. Number four, you crave space and sacred, delicious, quiet moments to yourself. You crave them more than ever. You find yourself lingering in silence, really slowing down, really taking your time and allowing yourself to take your time. And you're naturally disengaging from spaces, conversations that no longer quite click for you because they're out of tune with where you're headed. Your body is integrating all the new lessons, speaking magic pies of wisdom and creative energy soon to be served and enjoyed. And your nervous system is asking for soft, fertile ground to process all the newness unfolding. Your practice cue here is let yourself really retreat, really listen to this need. Even if it's for a few minutes, and make it special, make it feel good, make it a ritual, make it delicious. Light up a candle, spray some lavender mist. You can lie on the ground, let that wisdom bake, let the magic settle. Number five, you feel old patterns that are pulling, are showing up, but you come back to your center faster, more easily, and more steadily. And triggers still arise, and old behaviors and familiar patterns might still knock at your door, but you don't react like before. You catch it, you pause, you respond with awareness, you don't rush into decisions, into reaction. So your capacity to come back to your center, back to the version of you that you're becoming, is stronger than ever. You're really becoming her. So your practice cue here, it's a journal prompt, actually two. Number one, what am I no longer carrying forward? Number two, what am I calling in? Journal on this too. You know, big shifts, and we're talking about the internal shifts here, because that's what creates the external shift. They don't always come with the fireworks. Sometimes they come with tears, with a dark night of the soul, or a quiet peace that you can't quite explain. Something feels different. If you're experiencing any of this, take a breath. Know that your energy is expanding. Trust that your genius nature knows how to handle this transition. She knows how to make space for what's unfolding. You just gotta let her take space. Your spirit is anchoring deeper into your body, and it's only getting juicier from here. So place your hands on your belly or heart right now and repeat to yourself, it's safe to take up space. I'm expanding. I'm thriving. You got this, wild heart.